This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first segment of the firearm deer season is now history, and the second segment gets underway in just a little bit more than a week. Until then, archers are back in the woods enjoying another round of archery deer hunting. And welcome to the last of our outdoor programs for the 2015 season. We'll be back again in 2016, but we're going to take a little bit of a break. Now, as many of you may surmise, this show is primarily focusing on some of the hunting opportunities we've seen in recent weeks. Prior to the firearm deer season, archers were enjoying some pretty good success. We don't really have any details yet on how the firearm deer hunt went. We suspect the first day was good. The second day was kind of marginal. We had some pretty bad weather, and then the third day was cold, so it's a tough to guess. We'll have to wait and see. How things will go after the firearm deer hunt once the firearm deer hunt is over is still anyone's guess as far as archers go. However, we do have some recent archer results. And as we said, prior to the firearm deer season, the archery deer harvest continued to remain strong. Once again, the numbers have climbed a bit more than last year. Now, results as of November 15th show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 43,228 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 42,147, basically a bit more than 1,000 less last year. The top five counties followed by their archery harvest through November 15th were Pike with 1,677, Fulton with 1,279, Adams with 961, Jefferson with 956, and Joe Davies with 927. The harvest for that week consisted of 32% does and 68% males, which really indicates the rut's in full swing. The overall buck harvest for the entire season, however, sits at 53% or 22,715 bucks. Now, results for local counties followed by the previous year's total for the same period show Calhoun County archers bagging 563 deer compared to 480 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 516 compared to 491. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 755 compared to 663, while Morgan County hunters tagged 414 deer compared to 355. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 416 compared to 343, and the Madison County harvest stood at 350 compared to 405. In Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 483 deer compared to 456 the previous year, while Bond County hunters harvested 286 compared to 280. In Sangamon County, archers had bagged 531 deer compared to 520 last year. Now, as more crops continue to come from the field, and that's hard to imagine, as most of them are gone, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, this hunting will only improve during these next few weeks. Illinois archery deer season continues through January 17th. The season temporarily closes during these two long weekends of firearm deer hunting. The first one, of course, was November 20th through the 22nd, and again, it will close on December 3rd through the 6th. The special muzzleloader season is scheduled for December 11th through the 13th. Hunters possessing the muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which again is December 3rd through the 6th. And a special late-season antlerless-only deer hunt in select counties is scheduled for December 31st through January 3rd and January 15th through the 17th. Most of our local counties are not open for this year. And the late winter season permits are available at licensed vendors statewide beginning in mid-December. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from the regular firearm, youth, and muzzleloader season may hunt during the special season, provided their permits are valid in the particular county open to the hunt. It is important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county they were originally issued, and many local counties are not open for this hunt this winter. And hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits should check with the Department of Natural Resources to make sure that their county is open for the late season hunt. Okay, we're back, and let's switch directions and talk a little bit about this recent fall firearm turkey hunt. In fact, the 9-day Illinois fall firearm turkey season wrapped up with hunters seeing a major increase in harvest. This fall brought a nearly 20% harvest increase for Illinois fall firearm turkey hunters, and that could be good news for us turkey hunters that enjoy spring hunting as well. And many hunters are now claiming that, in fact, that the greatly improved results from the annual fall firearm hunt may be a harbinger of better things ahead for spring hunters. During the 9-day fall firearm season, which wrapped up on November 1st, Hunter harvest totals in many open counties showed the best improvement in several years. The preliminary harvest figures show hunters bagging a total of 532 birds, up from the 444 wild turkeys taken during the 2014 fall firearm hunt, which was a very disappointing season. According to some hunters, the improvement in harvest is likely due to a significant improvement in turkey reproduction efforts last spring. And while this may be partly true, some of the improved harvest can also be attributed to better hunting weather during the fall hunt. However, early reports indicate that Jake's young turkeys were much more common this fall, so it does also indicate that there was some success nesting excess. The early and unofficial figures show Illinois' top five counties for turkey harvest during the fall firearm hunt, where Joe Davies tied with Union County for first and second spot, both with 37 birds. Marion and Williamson tied with third and fourth at 29 each, and Wayne County grabbed the fifth spot with 23 turkeys. Now, locally, Calhoun County hunters bagged four birds, three more than in 2014, and hunters in Greene County harvested two, down from one last year. The total harvest in Madison County was seven compared to five in 2014. The Macoupin County hunt produced 10 birds, way up from two last year, and more success came in Jersey County, where hunters bagged three birds, up from one a year ago. The Morgan County hunters bagged eight birds compared to 11 the previous year. Now, at least 36 counties showed increases in harvest, while 18 recorded decreases. Interestingly, most of the greatest increases in harvest came from southern and west central Illinois. Now, compared to the spring hunt, fewer counties are open to fall firearm turkey hunting. So if you didn't hear me give results for your county, good chance it was closed. And unlike the spring hunt, where hunters are limited to taking only bearded birds, fall hunters may harvest birds of either sex. The fall season does attract considerably fewer hunters, and this may play a significant role in hunter success rates as well. So we did have a pretty good fall turkey hunt, and I think that is indeed showing very good hopes for this spring when we head out again for turkey hunting season. And while this may be the last show of our 2015 season, it doesn't mean that there are no great outdoor opportunities ahead. In fact, the second segment of the firearm deer season gets underway in early December, and in nearly 6 weeks of archery hunting remain. Open water and ice fishing opportunities also lie ahead. We'll see a lot of fishermen heading to our heated lakes as well as our ice fishing when there is opportunities. So there are plenty of opportunities for the sportsmen here in the WSMI listening area. In fact, plan to take advantage of some of these opportunities myself. So until next spring, in fact, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.